Hi, I'm Connie Wilkes.
I'm Marlene Nelson.
I'm Jerry Gropp.
And I'm Sherry Spute.
And our last names make up the acronym WINGS.
We're just four ordinary moms with extraordinary bonds.
The Lord gathers us all under His wings as a hen gathers her chicks, and we hope to offer a place to gather for our friends, family, and all who wish to join us.
So welcome to our podcast conversation, Under His Wings.
Welcome back, everybody. You know, when I was younger, I was always a pretty good student, but I don't think I would have ever qualified for what they now call the Gifted and Talented program.
You gotta be really smart for that.
Yeah, you know, I admire those that do and have, but I could recognize that I was pretty good at a lot of things, but I kind of always envied those that had the types of gifts and talents or intelligence that you could show off in a classroom or on a stage, or that, you know, put you there at the top of the class, so to speak. But as I've grown older, I've come to appreciate and recognize that actually, I think each one of us are truly gifted in some way.
Yeah. Oh, for sure.
Yeah. I mean, every person I know. It's just that some gifts are easier to recognize and show off than others. But it doesn't mean that they're more valuable, those talents that you can display. I mean, I've really come to appreciate and even desire to be blessed with more spiritual gifts. Yeah. And I know Elder Stevenson's a few weeks ago in General Conference, he made this statement: looking through a gospel lens, God endows His children with many spiritual gifts, making them spiritually gifted people. I like that. Mm-hmm. Spiritually gifted people, because we are. Covenant-keeping members of the church are bestowed with gifts of the Spirit, which include the gift of the testimony of Jesus Christ our Savior, the gift of the Holy Ghost, the gift of faith to heal and to be healed, the gift of discernment, the gift of receiving miracles, and the gifts of wisdom and knowledge. The Lord invites us to earnestly seek the best gifts, even spiritual gifts. He gives spiritual gifts to bless us and to use in blessing others, end quote.
Oh,
and that's just a small list.
Yeah.
Right? We know right. The list is actually much, much longer and greater than that.
Yeah. And in the Doctrine and Covenants, the Lord said in a revelation to the church that the saints should, quote, seek ye earnestly the best gifts, always remembering for what they are given. For verily I say unto you, they are given for the benefit of those who love me and keep all my commandments, mm-hmm. end quote. And then in 1 Corinthians, we're told that we should desire and zealously seek spiritual gifts. So how are we doing at desiring and zealously seeking? How many of us sincerely supplicate the Lord for the gifts that we need? Do we think about that as in our prayers, to ask the Lord for the gifts that we need?
Not as often as I should.
Yeah.
You know, I need to be more conscious about that. And I remember I was actually out walking a few weeks ago when we were studying 1 Corinthians, where Paul was teaching the early saints about the importance of seeking gifts of the Spirit. And I was listening to the podcast called Follow Him, and their guest was actually reading a lecture, or little parts of it, from George Q. Cannon, who was an early apostle. And you know those moments when you hear something and the Spirit just carries it into your heart so powerfully that you just kind of...
You stop right
yeah,
then.
Yeah, literally I stopped in my tracks when I was walking and listened to her next few sentences. And I felt like I was being called to repentance right there in the middle of the street. And so I just wanted
kind of like Paul.
Yeah, exactly. I'll just read a little bit of what she was reading that sparked that. She asked kind of a similar question like you did, Jerry. President Cannon said, how many of you are seeking for these gifts that God has promised to bestow? How many of you, when you bow before your Heavenly Father in your family circle or in your secret places, contend for these gifts to be bestowed upon you? How many of you ask the Father in the name of Jesus Christ to manifest himself to you through these powers and these gifts? Or do you go along day by day like a door turning on its hinges without having any feeling upon this subject? And that's when it really hit me. Wow. Because that's me.
I'm a door.
I've just been swinging on the hinges, you know, without giving it much thought for sure. And that's when I stopped, and she went on to read, I say to you in the name of the Lord, as one of his servants, that you have need to repent of this. You have need to repent of your hardness of heart, of your indifference, and of your carelessness. And yeah, tears came to my eyes because, I needed to repent. Wow. I was kind of being careless and indifferent about this subject. And so right then I started to walk in again, but I also started to ask forgiveness and praying as I walked that I'd be forgiven and that the Lord would help me to remember to pray for these things, to be more intentional about it. She went on reading, if any of us are imperfect, it is our duty to pray for the gift that will make us perfect. Have I imperfections? I am full of them. So what is my duty? To pray to God to give me the gifts that will correct these imperfections. They are intended for this purpose, end quote. So as soon as I got home, I remember I sent Connie a text because I knew she gets the newsletter from Don't Miss This.
Yeah.
And they had mentioned that they had a long list with all the gifts of the Spirit on it. So you sent those to me.
I'll put those in the show notes too so you listeners can refer to that because that's powerful.
Yeah. And then I started to evaluate right then and there. Okay, what are my weaknesses? Which gifts do I need to pray for? Mm-hmm. And which gifts do I already have? And it was so much easier for me to go through that list and think, oh, Connie's got that one. Sherry's got that one.
Really?
Yeah. Than to recognize.
It is. It's much easier to recognize it in others.
Other people.
Mm-hmm. You know, as a mom, I remember, and it's interesting, I didn't really think about this, but this, I was actually praying for spiritual gifts. I prayed every day for the gift of kindness and gentleness with my children. And because I knew those were gifts, I knew that wasn't something I just, you know, would get up and decide to do. I needed that gift of kindness and gentleness. And that's what I would pray for years and years.
I love that a lot. Yeah, I totally remember that podcast you were talking about, Sherry, because I was struck exactly like you were. I don't know, for some reason, especially when she said, if any of us are imperfect, and being my ears just perked up and my heart opened up because yes, that is me. Yeah. And the answer was a simple insight to pray for the gift that will make us perfect. Now don't just freak out when you think of that word perfect, because I think sometimes we just need to make sure and stay grounded and, right, and realize that what President Cannon was saying is this is how you improve. Mm-hmm. This is how you become. According to President Cannon, he said, no man ought to say, oh, I cannot help this. It is my nature. He isn't justified in it. For the reason that God has promised to give strength to correct these things and to give gifts that will eradicate them. Mm-hmm. I just thought that was amazing. Yeah, we've got weaknesses.
Right.
But the Lord has given us the opportunity to pray for gifts to eradicate those weaknesses with spiritual gifts.
I love that.
Rather than just say, oh, that's just the way I am. I was born that way. Right. I got that from my father.
I know. Right? I think
whatever
that, exactly.
excuse we use.
Oh, and I do. I think we have that common trap. We fall into that sometimes. Mm-hmm. And I think that we might default to it as an excuse, don't you think? Mm-hmm. President Cannon went on to say, every defect in the human character can be corrected through the exercise of faith and pleading for the gifts that he has said he will give unto those who believe and obey his commandments. So two words really struck me. Exercise, which is work, and pleading, which is an action. Mm-hmm. And you know, this truly means so much to me because I personally have a really strong testimony of prayer. And I think that all of a sudden I was like, okay, I can plead. I pray often. To me, pleading is prayer. So maybe that's how I recognized that. And I thought, okay, so this form of pleading for the very gifts that can correct my character is It's why that was like earth shaking to me. I truly believe that we can change our own personal worlds as we learn all about spiritual gifts and become confident and secure in owning those gifts. Some years ago, I read a quote that just stayed with me, and I was searching for it this morning, and I actually prayed, Heavenly Father, I know I had that somewhere. Could you please guide it to me? But I found it.
Oh, good.
And it was from Richard G. Scott. He said, if you pray for a gift and then act as if you already have it, the gift will be yours.
Mm. Oh.
I like that. I thought that was great.
I love that. And that kind of goes along with the Ether 1227. You know, come to me and I can make weak things become strong
right.
to you.
Yeah, excellent. You know, I kind of have been thinking always, I've had this idea that as I've been working on obtaining the attributes of Christ, that eventually I'd receive spiritual gifts and that this would ultimately culminate in the greatest of all, faith, hope, and charity. Charity being the greatest of all gifts.
Right, the one so that we all seek yeah, after, right?
Right, so if and then, you know, if you mm-hmm. do this, then you'll have this. And that was quite a distortion. And in this, I just realized that was kind of a distortion. Do you guys, have you ever thought that?
Oh, yeah.
That you have to get this and then you'll get and charity. Then,
yep, yep.
You
if
know, that
I
was
do
just
all these other yeah. things. Yeah.
Or have you ever been confused between attributes and spiritual gifts? Hmm. Are they one and the same or are they different?
Are they the same thing?
Yeah.
Or
anyway, that's something to contemplate too. Maybe
right?
we'll get to that as we get going. But I don't know. For some reason, I've just been thinking about that and I've been praying for spiritual gifts. I think, you know, we've gone through stages in our lives where, oh man, I really need that kindness and I need that gentleness,
right.
you know, so
and
we pray for him.
So maybe praying for those spiritual gifts help us develop the attributes that come along with those,
okay.
right?
Right. I think so. I mean, I don't know. It's kind of an interchange but I don't right. think it's an if then. I think
no.
it's as along.
it's as we go along.
Right.
And yeah. I was just thinking about what you said about being perfect. And I was looking at the dictionary definition, and it says having all the required or desirable elements, qualities, or characteristics as good as it is possible to be. Right?
Whoa.
I love that
a lot.
So, when you know, we have kind of this different. And I know, you know, every
I know,
word
our definition
has different
of
definitions.
Perfect, yeah.
We think of God.
Yeah.
We think of God as perfect, and that's what he expects us to be. And he just wants us to develop all of these things to be as good as we can be.
Right.
Right?
Yeah, exactly.
That's what it's all about. That's what these spiritual gifts, that's why he gives them to us, and to develop those attributes that we need.
And it isn't just all about us. It's so that we can then use those gifts to bless others.
Right.
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 And I think it's in, as you started thinking about, okay, faith, hope, and charity, those are really strong gifts. Mm-hmm. And if charity is the greatest of all those gifts, I didn't know that you could pray for charity first. And that really, if you go backwards about it, that then all the others come. Mm-hmm. So that was like an eye-opener for me in that podcast. She brought that out. If you pray for charity every day, every single day. And so then I was thinking about charity quite a bit. And I thought, okay, if I know that charity is pure love, then what's the opposite of that? So, you know, I don't know. It just helped me. So if charity is pure love, then the lack of charity is any form of antonym to love. So comparison, competition, demeaning, judgment, loathing, all of a sudden, you know, that just opened my eyes. How does this opposition to the very thing I'm in need of happen? Wouldn't it just kind of start in my thoughts? My thoughts towards anything negative, really. So if I'm praying for charity daily, it's going to try to keep me away from those negative things.
Well, and, you know, I've had a lot of thoughts about that recently, too, because obviously we were all listening to the same podcast. And,
in our Come
and
Follow Me studies.
Doing the same study about charity. And it's interesting how I was thinking, okay, I pray for the gift of charity. So how do you know when you get it? Like, she's just going to all of a sudden know, like, oh, I'm so good.
Well, I think it's one charitable thought at a time, right. One charitable action at a time.
And that's what I mean, that's what the Spirit told me. Mm-hmm. It's like, it's not about the fact that it's like, okay, I'm dealing with a child today. Heavenly Father. So what is charity? It's charity's not, charity suffereth long, mm-hmm. and is kind. Charity envieth not. Charity vaunteth not itself, is not puffed up, doth not behave itself unseemly, seeketh not her own, is not easily provoked, thinketh no evil, rejoiceth not in iniquity, but rejoiceth in truth, beareth all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things, endureth all things. And I thought, that is a big long list, mm-hmm. of things we can pray for in the moment. Like, okay, Heavenly Father, I'm having a really big struggle with this child. Help me to not be easily provoked in this situation.
Right.
And I don't know, it's kind of brought on a new meaning of charity for me.
I think it starts back to that whole thing, pray for charity first.
Yeah.
I don't know. That just was revelation to me. Yeah. So I don't know. Maybe it will be for somebody else too. Yes. So if you're thinking about charity as pure love, and then we're working for that every day, and we're fighting every day not to have the opposite of that. But I sometimes think that, you know, that despairing is really something that's common for me. And I sometimes don't think my gifts are good enough. My spiritual gift, which I felt like I was really, that I had, was being thorough. But then there's times in your lives, like right now, where I'm struggling physically with an injury. And so another injury, yes, listeners, I have a body that's old, and just don't play pickleball and don't run into the net. But all of a sudden, I've been struggling with that sense of I am not able to see the fullness of my spiritual gift because I have a limitation right now. And so there's that disparaging thought of I'm not enough and I can't do enough and I, you know, just that mm-hmm. whole thing. Well, Elder Ashton said, when in disgust or discouragement, we allow ourselves to reach depressive levels of despair because of our demeaning self-appraisal. It is a sad day for us. And a sad day in the eyes of God. For us to conclude that we have no gifts when we judge ourselves by statute, intelligence, grade point average, wealth, power, position, or external appearance is not only unfair, it's unreasonable.
Wow, that's a good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think that some of us believers fail to believe that we possess any spiritual gifts. Mm-hmm. And it's no wonder to me that President Nelson has counseled us to know first that we are a child of God.
Right.
And when we know that and remember that, and we remember that we're made in the image of God, that there are no unimportant persons. So knowing this has kind of helped me a little bit. And I want to kind of illustrate just a little tiny bit about that conflict that we might have with charity and that negative opposite of charity, mm-hmm. and how that might occur in our lives. So my sister Cindy, when I was in Pennsylvania, she actually was called as a New Relief Society president for her ward. And we watched and witnessed that kind of a burden of responsibility that had just come onto her shoulders as she realized this new calling that she was being given. And she, for the next few hours, had all of these thoughts descend on her. Her questions, her doubts, her fears. And for the next hours, she shared these with us, teetered back and forth to those negative thoughts, and then, but she has spiritual gifts. It just happened to be that we were studying this similar scriptures about Paul, and he's talking about the body of Christ and gifts, and he kind of pulled this together. It was just so cool. And all of a sudden, she had this light bulb click that she didn't have to be at all. She could call on sisters in her ward who have the attributes and the spiritual gifts, and yeah. that together they would be an embodied full aspect of charity.
Yeah.
To serve those sisters in her ward.
Because that's what it is about.
It's all about
we
that.
Are given those gifts exactly. to help other people, and our gifts can work together just like the body. I love that analogy.
That was great.
You know, you can't say the toe's not important. My husband knows how important his toe is.
Oh, I know. We got it cut off. Yeah.
Right.
Sister Holland was talking about her experience with her husband, who's just this buoyant, you know,
yes.
just bubbly, talkative, wonderful person. And she's like, she compared herself to him a lot. And she had to learn, I can't be him. I'm not him. And I can, who am I? You kind of have those questions. And she said, miraculously, she has found that she has untold abundant sources of energy to be herself. I like that. I thought, true, you know, what a blessing to just be okay with who you are. And, you know, but the moment she indulges in imitation of being her neighbor, she felt fractured and fatigued, and she finds herself forever swimming upstream. So when we frustrate God's plan for us, we deprive this world and God's kingdom of our unique contributions. And I just thought that was awesome. If you can figure out how to be the best you can and be okay with that and know your spiritual gifts,
right?
You know,
that helped me so much, I have to say, because I get really tired at night. I go to work all day. My husband has boundless amounts of energy. He works a physical job all day long. He comes home and we have an acre, we have a big garden, we have an unfinished basement. He's always has a project. He comes home, he basically goes right to work, and sometimes he has to fix his own food because I've been working and I'm so tired when I get home. And you know, I have struggled with that feeling of like, I feel guilty that I can't have as much energy as him, that I want to lay down or that I want to sit down for a minute. And I don't know, hearing Sister Holland talk about that was like life-changing for me. Life-changing, because I was like, okay, it's okay that I don't have as much energy as my husband. It's okay that a full day of work drains me, and I'm ready to drop into bed and he's going to, you know.
Well, and she said, even for hours. She said, the quieter, calmer person that she was. I mean, she would have never learned how to play the piano had she not learned to be. I mean, she was a quiet person. She was more reserved, and that's how she learned to do that. And she enjoyed the long hours of solitude. And I think you're a really good listener. You're really good at talking with your children. That takes time to be in and be present and not be busy doing the other. So see, your gifts can be just a little bit tweaked in understanding, oh, I have gifts. You are quiet. You have a chance to regroup, to meditate a little bit more, to recognize. I think it's a spiritual gift to recognize your boundaries, to recognize what physical strength you have. I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I think that's true. I had to just focus on, okay, what's God given me? And I don't have to be my husband. I don't have to apologize to him for not going out and working in the garden.
Well, it's been hard on this podcast to daily work through figuring out I am not Jerry and I am not Sherry.
Yeah.
Who am I?
It's hard.
You know? And that in and of itself has been a huge benefit of this. But it's also been extremely hard and very vulnerable to figure out who I am. What's my spiritual gift? What do I have to offer? And then take that out into the world.
But your spiritual gift of being thorough is what makes you so good at editing these podcasts.
Right. So, and who knew?
We all contribute in a unique way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, I just think it's interesting to go through it and figure out what are your spiritual gifts. I think it's really important. It must be, because the church sent out an email I got something from the church in an email, gosh, I don't know, weeks ago, that's basically talking about these gifts. And they said, you know, ask yourself, what qualities do you possess? They gave like four questions. I thought they were kind of cool. So what qualities do you possess? If you were to ask yourself that right now, and then make a list and ask the Lord, how can he use you? And how can those gifts be used? Does that make sense?
I like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
And that maybe that needs to be our prayer when we talk about these spiritual gifts too, is not just praying for the spiritual gift, but recognizing the one that God has given us and how do you want us to use it? Mm-hmm. And yeah, we asked that question once and here we are.
Exactly.
And so be careful what you ask.
If you're unsure what your gifts are, you know, you can go to your patriarchal blessing. That's a good place that generally lists what some of those gifts are. You can ask a friend Because like I said, it's often easier for others to recognize a spiritual gift in another, right, mm-hmm. than in them themselves. So somebody you trust, a husband or a best friend. And I was thinking about your sister and her calling. And we know that the Lord qualifies those who he calls. So he was going to bless her and will bless her with the spiritual gifts that she needs to be successful. And if she's lacking in an area, most likely one of those counselors that she's called has the spiritual gift that's needed.
Mm-hmm. I think that realization comforted her so very much. Because exactly, that's what mm-hmm. she came to that light bulb moment. Mm-hmm. And it took the pressure off. I have to be everything.
No, right.
The Lord
right.
will make me what I need to be and the best that I can be. And I loved Pat Holland saying that. I'm perfectly fine. Or how did she put that? I have abundant sources of energy to be myself. I just think that's like, that's going to be my new motto.
Yeah.
I love that.
Right.
Or pray for that abundance, you know?
Right. Yeah. Because even like that presidency, that's how we are in families,
yeah.
right? We each come with different spiritual gifts to bring to the family mm-hmm. or to friendships
True.
Or, you know, to work or to whatever we're doing.
I like
you know,
that.
It's important to not think we have to be everything, but be able to look to others for their spiritual gifts.
And Sherry, you brought us right back to why would we want to? I think that's, you're always so good about that. Why would we want to do that? Because we want to be able to serve and help our Heavenly Father and further the work. And the second thing they said on that email was, take time to ponder the individual covenants you have made with the Lord. So how can those covenants strengthen you? So, for instance, if we have the gift, well, think about in the temple, the law of consecration. So the service in the church, sharing of our gifts and talents and all the Lord has given us or will give us mm-hmm. to building up the kingdom. So that would be, why do we want spiritual gifts? So that we can give everything we can to the Lord and be his hands on this earth and further the work. Mm-hmm. To me, that was just like, okay. And when you said patriarchal blessings, I was just thinking, you know, when's the last time you read your patriarchal blessing? And if you can't remember, it's time to go read your patriarchal blessing.
Yeah.
So as you pick a Christ-like attribute that you want to develop, I think we can do that as we draw closer to Christ. And I like the way they put it in Preach My Gospel. This is a direct quote from there. They said, focus on Christ as you seek to cultivate his attributes. These attributes are not items on a checklist. They are not techniques you develop in a self-improvement program. They are not earned only through personal determination. Rather, you can receive them as you strive to become a more devoted disciple of Christ. Pray for God to bless you with these attributes. Humbly acknowledge your weakness and your need for his power in your life. As you do, he will make weak things become strong unto you, end quote. And so I think as we focus on the fact that we want these spiritual gifts because we want to use them to help and bless others and to build the kingdom, they're going to come a lot more readily than I just want them because I want to be better, you know?
Right, right. I want what she has.
Yeah, I want it. It should be more of an outward focus.
Right. Because I think that can sometimes be our focus. Oh, she's got this amazing gift, and
I want to be like that.
I want to be like that. I want mm-hmm. people to look at me like they look at Sherry, you know.
Yeah.
And I want to be able to have that. And so,
well,
yeah.
it's common, I think.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I think we got
to, and so, we have to shift our thoughts.
Right, shifting our thoughts, thinking about why we want to develop these
right.
gifts, you know. And then, you know, you talked about Connie, how it's, you know, faith and hope and charity is the greatest of all. And so, you know, we know it's not just something we pray for and, or it's not just a gift we can earn. It's right. not just we practice and suddenly we have charity.
Right.
We are told to pray for the gift of charity, like you said, Connie, and constantly doing it. And I was thinking about this the other day because this is something I've been practicing. I've been practicing with that, like I said earlier, about what are all of the different, what is charity? And so in different situations, I will pray for that. And one of those things that I've been practicing is that charity is kind, you know? So when I'm faced with a situation that I could get angry or upset, I just pray for that gift of kindness. And I also thought, okay, charity is forgiving, right? And so I had this thought the other day when something had happened, and I knew in my mind just exactly how someone was going to react to this situation. And so I started ranting about it in my head. Do you ever do that? Like you have this, have the conversation in your head before it ever happens, right? Yeah. And I knew what I was going to say, and I was going to be upset, and because they were going to be in the wrong. And so suddenly the Spirit whispered, forgive first. Before it ever happened, right? Because this is all happening in my mind. It hadn't happened yet. The situation had happened, but the person hadn't come in and reacted the way I knew they were going to react. And so that forgive first, man, I began right there to pray to the Lord to help me forgive first.
Before and any words before came any out of there. Before any
words came out of their mouth. And all of a sudden my thoughts shifted and they changed. And it was amazing. And that was a gift. God gave me that gift of charity in that instance. Mm-hmm. And you know what? It didn't even happen the way I thought it was going to happen. No. But it might have had I not gotten out of that. You know, I might have, because this is something that happens sometimes. I just anticipate the way it's going to happen, and then I egg it on, right?
Do we manifest that in manifest the universe?
But it never even happened that way. Wow. And I was so grateful. My heart was changed before I was proved wrong, right?
Yeah.
It was, I knew that was the gift of charity. So when we say we can pray for the gift of charity, Heavenly Father, give me the gift of charity. How do we know when we have it? I don't think it just comes all at once. I think it's a day by day, hour by hour, praying for those gifts of those fruits of that spirit of charity that we need in each hour, in each minute.
Perfect. And I like that a lot.
Yeah. As I pondered on your question, Jerry, about that, how will we know if we have the gift of charity? As another section in Preach My Gospel came to my mind. And the prophet Mormon taught that we need to do, like you said, we need to pray unto the Father with all energy of your heart that you may be filled with his love. That charity, that it'll fill your heart, that you will taste of God's love. Your love for people then will increase, and you will come to feel a sincere concern for their eternal happiness. Mm. So I'm assuming as you forgave that person, your love for them probably increased a little bit, right?
For sure.
And you were concerned about everyone's happiness. You didn't want to have that confrontation or that argument. And they go on to say that you will see them as children of God with the potential of becoming like him. And I think that's beautiful. So maybe we can say, are we able to do that? Is our heart filled with that love of God? Are we more concerned about others' happiness? And do we have more concern for others and their welfare than ourselves? Mm-hmm. If we do, then perhaps we're being filled with that gift of charity that we're praying for. And it goes on to say, as you pray for the gift of charity, you will be less inclined to dwell on negative feelings, such as anger or envy. Mm-hmm. There you go, there right? You let it go. You forgave first. And you will become less likely to judge or criticize others. You will have more desire to try to understand them and their points of view. You will become more patient and try to help people when they are struggling or discouraged. Isn't that what you really want? Right. We all really want. And there are times that my heart is filled with charity. And I know it because that's how I feel. Even though a situation happened that might have angered me or irritated me before, I have that desire to try to understand, where is that person coming from? How can I help them feel better? And then at other times, I'll slip back into my old, habits. And I have to keep praying.
You're right.
For that gift. again and again.
And that praying is just helping us develop those charitable habits, mm-hmm. right? And if sometimes when things aren't going our way, you know, and we're not getting that blessing that we want right now, pray for the gift of charity to suffer long. And so, you know, we're going to wait on the Lord and don't give up. But all of this leads to charitable habits. And I was trying to think of, you know, what would I say some charitable habits would be good, would be? What kind of list would I start to make? And I was thinking, well, number one would be forgive first. Mm-hmm. That's a charitable habit that I'm going to work on. And being grateful is another charitable habit that I'm going to work on. And praying in the moment, mm-hmm. like I said, for those gifts of that spirit mm-hmm. to help us.
Yeah. Is it wrong to pray for charity for yourself? To have charity for yourself?
I don't think so.
Especially if you're having a hard time loving yourself or forgiving yourself for something.
Yeah. I know. I think, I just love it. I think knowing that I can pray for it daily, that it is not the end all, it is the beginning of all, mm-hmm. has helped me understand spiritual gifts in a different way.
Yeah.
I hope that that's something that maybe you listeners also felt and got from this. And I love you girls so much. I feel like I gain so much insight and perspective and knowledge. But as we end today, I just really, really hope that you'll understand that charity is transformative. Heavenly Father bestows it upon all who are true followers of his Son, Jesus Christ, that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, that we may be purified even as he is pure. And that's our quest and our hope, and it will be the journey of a lifetime and of an eternity. And so until then, we hope you'll stay safely under his wings.